I'll beat you like a snare. I'll beat your ass without a care. Wait for y'all up in my hair. Your bars are hitting, they on strikeout. Only gave with an EP out. I'm making history. I'm making history. I'm moving silent, so what I do is a mystery. Once the second project drops, your history. You looking sad, you in misery. I figured out everything on my own.
On my own.
Now I see is you niggas be my clone.
My clone. I am Mr. B, Prince of West Sea. These niggas gonna respect me.
I hit them with that straight up flame. Now everybody here knows my name.
They know the name.
Only gay rapping West B, the shit's insane. If you wanna know, I give good brain. Let you marinate on that. Ha, ha. Any beat, I'll boss up on the track. Yeah. You niggas basic as a game of pity pat. Hood rat, yeah, I never been that.
Never.
I keep the pen ready, I'm always up to bat. Anything you throw, I'll swing on that. Got me feeling burst in my fitted hat. They say they got the sauce, but where the music at? Yeah, I won't hold my breath on that.
Nope.
Gay rappers out here pussier than a kitty cat. 2017, better bring your claws
out.
Cause it's about to be an epic fallout.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking. Certain things turn me on. Like the way you might say a word, or the way you wear your hair, you have a certain smile on your face. Or just the way you're standing there right now. Are you really, really, really?
You think I can't fucking fall if I could turn back? I ain't never going back, I'ma make sure of that. I've been in so much fucking trouble, can't stop thugging. Was trying to put my people on, but if I die, fuck it. I wake up every motherfucking day, I'm gold digging. If you money hungry as I am, bitch, come on with it. All I see is good space and opportunity. No, I can't dance, but I can show you how to move your feet. I show you how to make that $1 million double up. See, most niggas overdo it, is you gon' nut or fuck. Now I hope these crackin' bitches ready, cause I ain't holding out. My AK ain't never jammed up on no accounts. That shit changed like the weather as the years pass. That diesel got me crying, man, what's this, some tear gas? I fuck my bitch in the ass, boy, that's how she like it. These niggas biting off my rhymes, why is they copywriting? I come up on the bunny, bitch, she look like Miley Cyrus. And I be all up on her cases like I'm Johnny Cochran. I'm smoking so much good weed, they should legalize it. A middleman get to stay high and see some profit. These bitches fucking for some lick for some narcotics. They keep my pockets full, I keep their hearts throbbing. Break a bitch, then she turn around and break the trick. And bring that money back to daddy, that's what's making sense. It's drugs, trafficking, a promotion of prostitution. It ain't about what you do, man, it's how you do it. Cause every bitch gon' have a price to the highest bidder. If you was broke without shit, would she be right here with you? And I'd die for my niggas, but I don't want to. I'm trying to die with some pussy juice on my gold tooth. The whole truth, so why don't you email me a sexy pic? Yeah, you a sexy bitch. Musty ass weed like some sweaty pics. Text me when your day leave out the room. Put the cash where I can see. Pay for this game, bitch, I teach you all about the street. 10 toes down for the motherfucking crown. Got a discount on my loud, I don't see nothing but the clouds. Hey, I used to think $1 million was a stretch. Then I made $1 million, I don't know where the fuck it's at. And I know A good chunk of that shit went on good tree. I'll never cry about the loss and make you look weak. And I blew an even bigger portion on hotel suites. Remind me of the days when Juice used to sell treats. We ate good, being broke ain't taste good. 9 to 5 don't pay good, so I hustle hard like Ace Hood. And I see you there, won't be alone, won't be a long time, so be aware. Key road to the wheels fall, and they will fall, so I keep the spell. The most anticipated, most imitated. Well, here it is, baby, lifestyles of the pimpin' famous.
Come here, boy. That's right. Sit down. Sit. You're barking up the wrong tree, little puppy. Stick to the chew toys. This is grown folks' business over here. You ask for it and you're going to get it. So consider this a verbal smack on the nose with a newspaper. Let's just call it a message to Thumbelina. You's a misguided puppy with no bark and no bite and no scars from no fight, like a spark with no light, like an arc with no height, nigga. You ain't shit, never was shit, never gonna be shit, you less than bug shit, nigga. Talking like you all chinky-eyed, clutching a rifle. You missing link, you in sync, and you and your wife share the same cycle, Michael. Nigga, I will run up in your house, separate you from your kids and your spouse, drag your ass out, slit you open and see what the fuck you really about, nigga. You fucking with a nigga with no reason to live, with no wife and no kids, no fuck to give, and a viral vid. Nigga, I will bury you up to your head, make you wish you was dead, make you log into Facebook, type delete, 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 and retract everything you said. Nigga, I will kill you, bury you, dig you up again, post a video on Facebook and tag all your friends and do it again. Nigga, I'm an alpha, pack of one, knives, bats, and guns, surpass the sun, pardon, I'm bar none. Nigga, next time you think of letting your thumbs flow, I'm letting my sons go. Run up on you with the 9 and let the guns flow. I'm not the one, son, and you need to know, nigga. Stop it, Tevin, or you end up in puppy heaven. You know what I'm saying, dummy? You're a trick. And you soft and you runny like baby shit. Knock it the fuck off. You fucking with the god, boy. I'm omnipotent. I will destroy you.
Well.
Damn.
Damn,
they rude.
Good,
yeah,
good, man.
You feel this all
God. Damn.
I logged into my Facebook account, man, and I felt the jabs, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, how do you do this shit? You know?
Ooh. God damn. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, this is the first time this is the first time I ever heard him spit anything. And, you know,
man.
So this is like history right here.
This man is dangerous with a microphone. He talking about cutting people open and seeing what they really about and flushing out their cuts and shit. God damn, man.
It's going down.
Yeah, man, you know.
Well, you make me want to snap, goddammit. You make me want to flash out on the goddamn mic. Shit.
Wait a minute. We got open air space and opportunity here, guys.
Hey, shit. All right. Well, goddamn it, since we spit, I'm going to spit some shit. Check this out. You know what I'm talking about? Things just ain't the same for DJs. Niggas fucked it up with all that he say, she say, blackballer blocking other niggas from getting paid because they still stuck kissing ass like a damn slave. A damn shame, y'all too slow for the damn game. Why don't you just leave? Y'all ain't doing the damn thing. Y'all on the surface trying to ruin my damn name because I'm underground and these niggas some damn lames. And y'all can have your raggedy ass DJ chump change because I ain't kissing none of y'all ass for a damn thing. Reciprocation allowed me to re-explain. I'm blowing perp sticks while y'all hoes give me brains. Now how the fuck that sign, nigga? Now how the fuck that pine, nigga? B-time motherfucker that's sitting. If your ass ain't with it, suck a dinosaur dick, bitch. Give a fuck what you got, how you got it, where you got it. Hope your ass got some help for real. Give a fuck what you make, how you make it, where you make it. Sergeant Rock ain't trying to take it, so stop hating. That's all y'all qualified to do is talk down, because ain't nobody fucking with you, so get from round. Y'all ain't down, y'all tricks, and you suckers won't receive no shine off of this shit. Workshop Heavyweight Management Plus. Below the level IA, and y'all ain't fucking with us. Still can't be stopped, because the FUM is back at it again, motherfuckers.
Grown
damn.
Shit, man. Grown
damn.
Shit.
I love this shit.
I'm telling you.
All right, you guys. We want to welcome everybody to Grown Folks Business, where we clown around and act a fool and do what we do over here on Saturdays on Grind Hard Radio. We have some people that may be coming through here to get in on some topics and talk to us about the things that's going on. But I did want to address one thing that I did see online. And one of those things were that, like, what was it, 13 or 14 girls, African-American girls, that have come up missing in the D.C. area. And people were saying that it wasn't getting enough coverage. People on social media expressed one specific topic a few days ago, like 3 days ago, that a trailer was found at the port of Savannah, Georgia, with several black females inside to be shipped overseas. Now, as far as what the lady says, Deidre is her name, over the human trafficking department or what have you. She's saying that it hasn't been confirmed by the government or any, any agency hasn't confirmed it. So she's not saying that it happened because it hasn't been confirmed, basically, or to me, it sounds like either yes or no. Either it happened or it didn't happen. Like, did you find a whole bunch of black ladies in a trailer to be shipped overseas or not? You know what I'm saying? Just don't give me the runaround about it hasn't been confirmed by the government or it hasn't been confirmed. It may never be confirmed by any if this is true. So I don't know the trailer story. It could be not true or true as far as a cargo being found of females. We don't know about that part. But as far as the girls being missing in D.C., now that part is true. So I'm just wondering why you guys feel like that we may not be getting the coverage that we should be getting on a topic as such as, you know, so many people at one time coming up missing like that.
I was going to speak on this before the Sergeant Rock started rapping and stuff like that. Let me explain something to you, man. Right now, we are the victim of a reverse concern campaign. This is what I want people to understand, and I've been saying this for a minute. You dig? It's like we have these concerned celebrities that are willing to jump on and promote anything that seems like injustice for the black community, and I applaud them for that. You dig what I'm saying? But there's a campaign designed to create apathy, to make people say, not again, oh my God, this bullshit again. What the article says about the crate, is saying the claims are unsubstantiated, not meaning that they haven't been confirmed, but unsubstantiated. The Department of Homeland Security said they have no witnesses. They don't know who saw this crate. Nobody is saying they saw it or anything. That's what the lady is saying, the Deidre, what's her name? From the SWAT. She said that the claims were unsubstantiated. They left a number saying if anybody can say they saw this, because this is a Savannah against
human trafficking. So if they knew anything about it, man, they would report it. It's not like they're trying to hide human trafficking or anything like that. They are organizations that get their funding to stop human trafficking. The thing with the kids in D.C., it's like, okay, people put a viral video, a viral thing went viral on the internet saying that, you know, in 24 hours, you know, like 14 little girls that came up missing. All this stuff was it's bullshit, and it's not true. And they say, well, D.C., is the cops is not saying nothing, man. Over the past little while, D.C. police have put out the articles on the missing people, like 20-something people or something like that. I wrote it down so I would be correct in what I was saying so I wouldn't be on here with no bullshit.
Right.
It said that missing here it is because I wrote down both things. Said 14 girls missing in a single day was false. Police say that 20 people went missing and that 10 were juveniles. Six of those juveniles have been found. The claims is that the people all left to their own or left their homes voluntarily. They're saying that, man, they're reporting stuff. But what we have is a problem with people creating these copy and paste posts, man, to try to make stuff go viral. And the thing about it,
right,
man, everything doesn't need to go viral because when so many things go viral, the whole system becomes infected and convoluted, man, and then what's really important starts being missed. See, what they're doing is creating this campaign where we keep putting out this false shit and start screaming and crying wolf, crying wolf, crying wolf, until the next time something is really going on. Nobody want to copy and paste that shit. Nobody want to share that shit. Nobody want to speak on that shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I really do not, like me personally, man, I don't put nothing past nobody. But I'm going to sit here and go out on a limb. Like, I'm having problems with believing that the organization that is designed to stop human trafficking will be part of a cover-up to hide human trafficking.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm having
a
problem believing that you got people found a crate. They told people. Where are any of these people
at
coming forward?
Well, no, it said it was a trailer. They said it was a trailer, like a trailer off of a truck or something like that. But I read that part, and I also read the part where she said it was not, you know, substantial. You know, it wasn't, you know, nobody from any agency or government. That's why I said that as far as that part about the court and all of that. But as far
Homeland
as
the Security
person,
also said the claims,
I had never heard that 13 or 14 came up missing in a single day. That wasn't the way I had gotten it.
That's the way that it was served up to go viral.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It served up to go viral.
Right.
I actually saw it on the news when they spoke on it, and they talked about those who had been found. Some of the girls were already back home, and all of this different stuff. Some were runaways. It's like this, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like.
I guess she was saying that part about why, because she had mentioned some part about the families being affected. If you knew somebody that you know called, just don't put it on the internet like that, because it could be, you know, affecting a family member or something that may not know or something like that along them lines or what have you. Or it could be false. And you have somebody, you know, all upset about something that's not happening.
They had turned around and said that those kids had came from a foster home. Y'all heard that yet?
No, I haven't heard that yet. What I'm saying is this is, see, the media is becoming like Wikipedia. See, Wikipedia is like this. You put DJ Sergeant Rock on there on Wikipedia. Now, you know DJ Sergeant Rock. You can go on there and put a story, true, false, or indifferent about DJ Sergeant Rock. Like, yeah, man, DJ, he a good DJ, man, in the club, but, you know, come 12 o'clock every night, he put drawers on his head and start DJing with drawers on his head. Now, when you go to Google Sergeant Rock on Wikipedia, that's going to be in there because anybody can contribute to Wikipedia. And that's the problem with these things. Like, I don't want for a first minute, I got a daughter. I don't talk about my family or none of that stuff on here, but I'm going to say this up front to make it clear. I have a daughter. You feel me? So the fact of the matter is that black women will be coming up missing. I have friends, sisters. The fact that black women, I'm outraged. But the thing about it is I understand how the campaign is working because when a friend of mine called me this morning and mentioned it, I didn't feel that instant like, and I see it working.
Right.
I see that it's working because so much bullshit is being put out there, man, that slowly but surely we're starting not to give a fuck. And this is the design. This is the reason. This is the purpose for all this bullshit. It's like, man, if somebody tell you to copy and paste something, you have an obligation, man, to the people who trusted you to copy
right.
and paste it, to research that shit before you copy and paste it.
Right.
I'm not going to instantly copy and paste or share anything. I'll share your music.
Right, right.
I'm not going to copy and paste some story because now I'm a part of it. If we sit
right.
on this show, I whisper in the D-Ham ear a story and tell him, man, tell Sergeant Rock. He can get it 100% right and tell you. Then you tell Tweety B. But you ain't researched it. Nobody has researched it. It could just be me, man, just like for whatever reason I got, creating some bullshit. Like, I'm
right.
the thing about it that bothers me, man, is actually all over the world, not just in the United States, all over the world, man, young girls are coming up missing. And somebody would be playing with something like this, man, for internet fame, be sort of get likes and shares on their shit.
Right.
It's bullshit to me. You know what I'm saying? And then it's
right.
like
right.
the celebrities, man, the ones who now are willing to copy and paste and share stuff, sooner or later, their people will start saying, look, I get it. I understand. I know how you feel. But come on, man. You taking L's posting this bullshit. Now your name attached to this bullshit. And then they start
right.
thinking about
okay.
their career and all of that. And they stop doing it.
Okay.
Wow.
I've got Mr. St. George on the line here. So I'm going to try to pull him in here and get some of his thoughts. How you doing, Mr. St. George?
Doing pretty good.
So we're over here talking about what we were discussing about the females coming up missing in D.C. and the rumor of a trailer being found with a lot of black females inside to be shipped overseas for sex trafficking or what have you to be false, a false report. But did you think, like, social media has just, like, totally gotten out of control? Because it's like they put these stories out here and you can research it to see if it's true or untrue or what have you on there. But everything you see on the internet is not true. That's why I did try to look it up and see what was what, you know, or what did the actual trafficking director person say over the thing. But what happened on Facebook today when I did post it was one of my female, white female friends, she wanted to know about, because the black people were saying that it's not getting any media, it's not, even though it's a false report, if it had been a real report, I guess it would be getting the coverage that it needed to get. But she was saying, like, why it had to be a race issue with them not getting coverage. I said, because it would be, if it is a true story or what have you, it would be no way on God's green earth that you would be able to walk up on a box of white humans and nobody talk about it. No, it don't be all
right.
over TV, internet, radio, everything. A box of any kind of human should be all over the
right.
internet. But definitely white women, it would be everywhere. So
right.
she couldn't understand my point of view as a black woman versus her point of view as a white woman, that we should just be looking at it as a situation of women versus the race of the women. So I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts, Mr. St. George. What do you think about this social media story with the missing girls?
Well, I think is that a lot of stuff going on right now. Subliminal message, they said it. There's so many lies going on. Nobody can really determine the factual or fiction or whatever it's going to be. There's so much stuff going on that you don't know what to believe now. You have no
right.
idea what the hell to believe.
Okay. I can go with that, too.
I
can
like
go with that, too.
Excuse me?
I said I can go with that one, too.
Okay. I look at it like this. Every day there's something different about something going on. And everybody want to tell one lie to make another lie look better than another lie. So really, truly, I think it's a government plot.
Okay.
Government plot to keep people off edge. You know what I mean? They want a war. They want a war, but see, what kind of war do you want? Is it going to be racial? Or is it just a genocide of fucking with people's heads. The mind game
right.
is playing.
Okay. All right, DM, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts? I think the motherfuckers just shoot all the time with bitches just taking these kids. Shoot them.
Hey, yeah, man, my thought on it, you know, social media, you know, you can't really, like I say, you can't really believe everything you see on it. I mean, like, Facebook done got out. I mean, especially on Facebook. If you see it on, because I've seen it, this is the second time, first of all, this is the second time I've even heard about this. Like, I heard somebody say it to me once, like, a couple of weeks ago, or whenever it happened. And then this is the second time I haven't heard anything else about it in between that time. I mean, but you go on social media and you don't know if it's true, if it's not true, what's you know, because you start following something and then and you start sharing something and they make it seem serious and then it comes out that it ain't true. So we done did exactly like Hey Ruth said, we done did exactly what they wanted us to do. We done got they likes and shares and all that stuff up for them. And all they did was just post some, you know, that they know is gonna catch the attention of the people. I mean, as far as,
but
like,
it's also a felony. It's a crime. Like, you can't just, this is the same thing going on with Donald Trump. You can't just say the president tapped my phone and it's a lie.
Right.
You just can't put
that's
that
a
out
crime.
There like that.
Yeah, that's a crime. See, but ain't nothing gonna be done about that. They trying to wash that up under the bridge. That's why they come out with this other story about these girls. So we need to wash this under the bridge to make people forget about that, so we don't have to pin no charges on him. Because really, if we think about this, man, really, that's a crime. Like you say, that is a crime. That man's supposed to be charged with something. You know what I'm saying? Because you done falsified against this man's name and all this. Like, you know this man ain't did nothing like that. You still trying to find something. He's still saying he's still looking for something until it's completely just ain't no way he can do it. He's still looking for a way to say that he did it. I, you know, you keep on looking. That's what he worried about. He ain't worried about this country. He worried about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't really. I don't have no faith in that dude.
Right. It's funny you said that though, because if you say something about the president, what are you gonna say? That's the media with the false news and don't believe
with the false
that,
news.
That, this,
yeah.
that and the third. You know what I'm saying? But see, when the truth come out, he don't want you to hear about that either. You know what I'm saying?
He created fake news with the Obama's not really an American. Like check his motherfucking birth certificate, and he pushed that shit forever. So now it's like you being targeted by fake news. By news, you want to call it fake news when you created the fake news. But like I said, man, all of this stuff, man, is smoke and mirrors, man. You know, I mean, I personally believe that they put him in, they allowed him to get in the office. The media supported him because they knew they would get traction off of him. They knew they would sell the fuck out of him. It's like you get so many articles. Somebody outside, man, we got cars rolling by and all kind of other stuff, man, you know what I'm saying? But it's like they knew that they would get traction out of him. That's the same thing, man. You got people sitting at home right now, man, thinking of ways to go viral. I mean, they will take pictures that they got off the internet and show a little boy and his mom or a little girl and her dad talking about, look at this shit. This man molesting this little girl. And nobody is doing nothing about it. You know, like and share this so this bastard can get arrested. And all the time, this is just a man having a moment with his child. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
We got all of this different stuff going on, man, out here, all of this fake stuff, because the thing about it is the key is go viral. Get enough likes, you can make money. You know what I'm saying? If you get enough followers, you can make money. If you can get enough, so it's not for free. It's not purely malicious. You know what I'm saying? It's not purely malicious. They have capitalistic intentions. It's like they trying to make a dollar. You know what I'm saying? If you can become popular enough, if your page can get enough likes and enough followers, enough people mess with your stuff, you can get something out of it. But what I'm saying is that we really have to understand, we really have to look into the stuff that we pass on, man. You know what I'm saying? We really have to look into the stuff that we pass on, because it's like it's an obligation, man. It's a moral obligation. It's like you got people right now in Georgia who kids have been missing for a while. They hear about this crate or this truck or trailer or mobile home or whatever the hell it was, and now they blowing phone lines up. They blowing phone lines up asking if it was one of their children. You dig what I'm saying? Clogging up the phone lines for something important. There's somebody else, man, that needs help right now for something that's legitimate. you know. It's like people right now, they don't care, man. They don't care, you know. And I mean, it's like it's amazing to me. You want to know, man? It's like I hate to say stuff and attach different stuff to things, but it's like, man. Missing black girls, man. Somebody ought to be launching a campaign against these young black girl fight videos. I'm disgusted by that shit.
Right, right.
15-year-old girls fighting, man, dragging each other, ripping each other off. Two girls stomping a girl out, shaving her head and ripping her clothes off, and all this shit. Some grown ass motherfucker standing around with a video camera, and that's what leads me to believe that the crate or trailer of people, because motherfuckers is videoing everything, man.
Right, right.
Motherfucker
right.
Find dog doo doo in his bathroom and he videotaped it, mm-hmm. Putting it on there, going live on Facebook. So if somebody throw a motherfucking trailer to people and shit, they gonna bust that shit open and be live on Facebook. Man, look at this shit. Look at
right.
This shit.
Yeah.
Somebody in their family, they would have shared the video with their family. I mean, you got police agents right now, man, with bizarre shit, videotaping that shit and sending it to their family members. So it would have got out. I'm saying it's like certain stuff to me. It's like in today's age, it's hard to find. It's hard to like keep it a secret. I mean, like Tweety B say it all the time, but it's in plain sight. You see all these trucks on the back of trucks going places. These tanks and all this. We don't know where they're going. I'm not getting into that, but I'm saying it's in plain sight. You see people with videos of it. So the government is hiding their little stuff they doing in plain sight. So a crate of people being shipped somewhere, man. It's like, you know, I don't think it's in the country's interest to cover up something like that, promote something like that. I don't think it's in the media's interest to hide it and do all of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just see certain things as not being beneficial. Financially beneficial, I don't see it.
It'll make the government look bad if they cover's blown. It'll make their ass look bad if they cover's blown.
Exactly. It's hard. It's worse than drugs. Because, see, they can justify the drug thing saying it was some kind of sting or something.
Yeah.
If you think about something like when we was kids, like the stuff that to me, look, I pay attention to a lot of stuff, right? And when I was a kid, the stuff I watched on TV was like family shows. Now it's everything is a reality. So now these kids, when you see these live videos, I mean, you've actually seen people get killed. I done seen people get killed on live. Like I done seen people, like you say, you just seen people get stomped out, and you just got this person that's filming it and laughing the whole time. I mean, you're incriminating yourself. If you think the police is not on Facebook and know y'all going live and ain't with it, come on, man.
They actually passed the law. They passed the law. They're trying to get it passed in every state that if you video some shit like that, you are an accessory to the crime.
It's like these kids today is taking what they, you know, oh shoot, it's reality TV. They just showing how they live in their lives. No, that ain't they, man, that stuff is scripted. That ain't the people lives.
Right.
Man, come on, man. You love hip hop love. That ain't they lives, man. That ain't what they do every day.
Come on, man.
It might be some of them lie. It might be a couple of them lie. I mean, they is who they is, but I mean, you know, like you got Rashida, they is who they is. But I'm saying the stuff that they showing us on TV, this is not. I just can't see. This is what they doing. All these people,
right.
And all this money, this is what they doing every day.
It's made for TV.
They got some drama going on. I mean, they got some drama going on every motherfucking day. This shit is a script, man. Come on.
And then it's a psychological setup behind that too, because if these kids watching somebody mama getting cussed out by their daughter, or their daughter calling their mama bitches and all this and that and the third,
and
daughter,
all this,
it kind of provokes them in their mind to where, oh, this what they doing now? Well, we need to get hip. We need to be cool. We got to act like the love and hip hop peoples. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all psychological, man. To fuck with your man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
from the government on down to the media, man. It's all psychological shit to fuck with your man. Anybody with any goddamn common sense should know that love and hip hop is not real. It wouldn't be on TV if all that shit was real.
We are so easy because we can easily sit there and say, okay, well, love and hip hop ain't real and it's a reality show. Okay, but money ain't real. It's a piece of paper. It really don't have no value, but the illusion that it does is an illusion that this piece of paper decides who. who you are in society and what you are to the world is this piece of paper. That's an illusion that we go for. We go for it every day. We go to work for the illusion of the people piece of paper that's going to keep us alive. If we're going to talk about illusions, let's be real.
But it can actually be money can actually be exchanged for something. It can actually be exchanged for something. You know what I'm saying? The fact that a little girl watched TV and see some girl cuss her mama out and then go in the living room and cuss her mama out and shit, you dig what I'm saying? She believing that that's reality and shit. But when she's sitting there, you know what I'm saying, standing up at the kitchen table eating her food because she can't sit down because she done got a little ass toe up, that's reality. You see what I'm saying? But the thing is, man, it's like I had a friend that I used to say, oh, you're an overprotective mom. You be tripping. You be on some bullshit. She didn't let her kids watch TV. She had a bunch of videos and a bunch of DVDs and shit that she would play for her kids, man. Like, this is what you watch because I know exactly what's on here. They didn't have a TV. They just had DVD players and shit. And I used to think that that shit was excessive. But now I'm really coming to understand, man, because you already struggling with what's going on. She don't let her kids go to nobody's house because you don't know what Tommy and their mama letting them watch on TV. She don't let her kids play games at other people's house because this six-year-old boy is over here playing Grand Theft Auto. She don't allow that at her house. Her kids playing, you know, the Tonka truck game or something like that. They not allowed to do all of that. And it's like you really start understanding, man, that a lot of this shit has to do with parenting. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think that a 10-year-old, 9-year-old little girl should know any of the characters on Love and Hip Hop.
Nope. Not one of them.
A lot of this stuff, it's like it falls on parenting. And the thing about it, man, is we have got into, this is my new word, you know, the ratchification. You know what I'm saying?
The ratchification
of our own community. Because the thing is that we are doing the most ratchetest thing to draw the most attention. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it 100. Mm-hmm. Some of you pretty black women, dark, super dark skin, man, that loud blue lipstick, man, and that blue hair, man, it sparks you off. And it's beautiful. But some of you sisters, man, with this blue hair and this blue lipstick, man, it's like y'all look ridiculous. Everything ain't for everybody. Love and Hip Hop ain't for everybody. You dig what I'm saying?
You
get up and you come running in the living room with your finger wagging in front of JoJo after he done worked a long day work, and you're going to get your neck broke. And it's going to be a police crime scene at your house. Don't be imitating them hoes. Some of you do.
Right.
Don't be getting up in your girl face trying to imitate these dudes on here cheating and all that shit because you'll come home and your little box of socks will be on the front porch and shit because you don't pay no bills in that house. Your name ain't on nothing. You homeless, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing all that bullshit. Quit imitating these people on TV and shit, man. That's not real life. That's not real life. Them people getting paid to do that shit. They get commercials and shit. That nigga got all that Under Armour on there and shit because Under Armour paying that nigga to wear all that shit. That shit ain't free. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why you think this bro got these red bottoms kicked up for an hour on the show? Because she got them for free to kick them motherfuckers up on the show. They getting paid for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
They don't imitate
that shit. That shit is not real life, man. And I ain't trying to be preachy or nothing, but that's why I don't wear name brand shit. I think I'm a celebrity in my own right, in my own mind, in my own time. You should be paying me for wearing your shit. Give me some free shit if you want me to wear it. Motherfucker bought me some Jordans. Them motherfuckers set up in the closet. I didn't throw them away because they was gifts. I never put a pair of Jordans on my feet. And I think if you ain't own your own home, you ain't got no business walking around in no apartment with no Jordan collection. I don't think you ought to be getting on a motherfucking bus, going to the mall to buy the new J's or the new iPhone or the new iPad or none of that shit. Get your life together. How you own the bus with big ass bags for the $300, $400? That's rent.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Real now.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you
I don't
guys,
be liking
I
to
do
get
wanna,
too preachy.
I do want to, because you will get that.
Man, that shit pissed me off, man. I hate stupid
I know it. I wanted to tell y'all about Mr. Banks. Now, I had tagged a couple of you guys on Facebook the other night when I was leaving the Mexican. I got this tag to this song called Shake It, and it was this artist, Mr. Banks, And I told him, like, I'm going to play this song when I get there on Saturday. So that was the first election that I played. But he also submitted another song entitled Go Crazy. And I do want to get into that and play that and find out what you guys think about his cut. So we're going to get into that right now, you guys, and we're going to come back and have more grown folks' business. So don't go nowhere. This is Mr. Banks. Go crazy.
Mr. Banks stands tall. Why these niggas sit back and watch me ball? They shopping for a sound like they at the mall. When I put pressure to them, they always fold and fall.
Always.
Know how I get down. If a nigga coming for my crown, best believe the shit's going down. Yeah, you dropped the track or two, but that shit didn't last. Mr. Banks is the only thing they blast. Your music out of date and that shit trash. You say you got the sauce, you must be talking applesauce. Cause Mr. Banks a boss, blocking all the avenues. You ain't no friend of mine, so don't ask me about my revenue.
All my niggas, they go crazy. All my niggas, they go bang, bang, bang. All my niggas, they go crazy.
Chokehold, straight a flame EP, that shit broke the mold. So fuck what you've been told, my tongue slick and bold. Behold the Prince of West V, bitch, I'm the T. I see y'all out here trying to shade Mr. B. I'm prime time, I'm always gonna shine. Fuck your hustle and your grind, it ain't nothing like mine. West be born and raised where they have the coal mine. I do this for the 304.
West V.
Talk slick and them boys be at your door.
At your door,
I ain't a snitch, but I know some drug lords. Wearing clothes and driving cars you can't afford. I done body jaw, need I say more? This paper and pen be my best friend. Where your EP at? Where your mixtape at? Y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of gutter sewer rats, straight like that.
All my niggas, they go crazy. All my niggas, they go bang, 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 bang. All my niggas, they go crazy. All my niggas, they go bang, 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 bang. All my niggas, they go crazy. All my niggas, they go bang, 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 bang. All my niggas, they go crazy. All my niggas, they go bang, bang, bang.
All right, all right, all right, Mr. Banks, go crazy. What you guys think, DJ Sergeant Rock? What's happening?
That was all right. You know what I'm saying? Turn up, cut. You know what I'm saying? That one was pretty straight. I actually like the Shake It song. You know what I'm saying?
Like
now the Shake It song,
like
that bitch go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This one here is all right. It's pretty much along the lines of the usual trap music that you hear, but you know, I think he tried to turn up on that a little bit, so you know, it was all right, you know what I'm saying. But that first one though, that Shake It, that bitch go.
Yeah,
already.
Go. All right, let's see, D Ham, what you think about that?
Oh, it was a nice little track, man. I ain't mad at it, man. Keep grinding, man.
Okay.
Just keep grinding, man. That's all I can tell you, man. Keep grinding and keep grinding.
That's what's happening. Hey,
Ru? I mean, it was a nice little track, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it did what it was supposed to do, man. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, the the usual fare, as they say. You know what I'm saying? The beat was, you know. All right, you know.
Right. Okay. All right, Mr. St. George, what did you think of the track?
Well, I think that, you know, the message that he was trying to come across on, excuse me, I think the message he was trying to come across on is that what's going on is reality, that people are using this fake shit. You know, everybody ain't a star. Everybody is an imitation of their life. But what's going on, our people, our young people got their life all twisted. They don't know what the hell they want to do. They don't know if it's right, right, wrong, left or right, good or bad. They can't even distinguish between good and bad because they got to love for each other. We got to have love. Where's the love? Where is the love?
Well, I agree. All
we
got to
love each other
because
we can hate each other.
That's true. That's true. All right, now, this is what I want to know. This is a different topic. We're going to get on an easy, ease-up topic. All right, we all have these people in our lives that we love very dearly, and we are probably almost do anything for that we're around every day. But some people just have a problem with this hygiene thing. So some people just can't get it right. You know, when you working next to somebody or you talking to somebody and they mouth smell like a toilet or the underarms may be smelling like a bag of onions. You know, like, I'm trying to see, like, what would be your approach to someone having this type of problem that they may not even, they may be immune to it because it may happen so often. But how would you approach a situation like that? And we'll start with DJ Sergeant Rock on that.
Now, I'm being 100% honest when I say this. I'm being brutally honest, man. It is hard for you to tell somebody about themselves. I had a homeboy, you know what I'm saying? We was on the road together all the time, but he was a big, big, big dude. And he used to see, you know, all the girls backstage, you know, hanging around me and my crew. And he used to wonder why he used to always get left out because all the girls backstage don't caught a whiff of him. And they trying to stay a million miles away from him, even though he's trying to get at them, just the smell turned them off. So one day, I pulled him to the side. I say, look, let me tell you, man, you a big dude, bro, but I know plenty of big people, bro, that don't stink and have that smell like you be smelling, man. No disrespect, man. I ain't trying to hurt your feelings, bro, but all you got to do is come in smelling fresh, take a bath, scrub real good, get up under your nuts, your armpits, everything, spray some cologne on, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Put some oil lotion on your skin, bro, you know what I'm saying? And then I guarantee you, you ain't going to have no problem being a big dude pulling a female. You know what he did? He did the direct opposite. He didn't pay me no attention. He just kept doing what he was doing. And then when his name pretty much got out there, you know, about his body, even the people that he managed to trick off with here and there, they told their friends about it, and they told their friends about it, and they told their friends about it, and so on and so on and so on. So, you know, it is what it is. But it's kind of hard to tell another person about themselves or to even suggest that they do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Because just like you say, they might be immune to it. But everybody's not going to be immune to it. And, you know, people know what a smell smells like, especially if it's a bad one. And people don't want to be around. So, you know, it without hurting their feelings, it's going to be hard, straight up.
Right. I had a homeboy like that, too, that just, he had this odor. And, like, it was all over his apartment. It was all over him. It was all up the block. For like a little bit before you could get to his apartment, you would know you were coming to his apartment. And like at work, I would offer, like, I can wash your clothes, you know, for work if you need somebody to wash, you know, kind of ease into saying that, you know, your clothes would probably stand up by themselves if you get out of them. You know, it was that bad. And so, like, the manager overheard me suggesting to wash his clothes. And he was like, man, you know, you really should take up on that, man. You hear her talking, asking him, why wash your clothes, you know. So,
right.
You know, it's hard, but I think it's necessary to say something because you just don't want the people out here like that. You know, it could be a mental thing because a lot of people have depression issues. You know, some people don't even feel like getting up out of bed in the morning. And I can understand if you're in a rough part
right.
of your life that you may
right.
feel like you don't care. But somebody
right.
else that loves you should care enough to be like, hey, you need to get it together.
Now, Tweety, I used to be a big dude. My waist size used to be 50. That's how big I was. But the whole time I was growing up, grandmama and them didn't play that shit. You get your abby ass in there too. Turn that hot water on, grab that motherfucking towel, that soap, and wash your ass. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And my mother has been big the whole time I've known my mother.
Listen,
and
man.
She never failed. And just like I try to tell my boy, I big people that's been big all their life, and they don't smell like that. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, I ain't finna be nice. I ain't finna be polite. If you my partner and we fuck with each other, I'ma tell you, pot, turn your ass around. Go back in there. I had one of my boys, man. That nigga Brett used to be humming and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like I taught it off with the offering niggas some gum all the time. I don't even chew gum. I kept gum for that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's like at that point, I just was like, bro, you know what I'm saying? What do you do when you get up in the morning, man? You brush your teeth and shit? And he wouldn't do it, man. Finally, man, you know, I had somebody else do it. You know what I'm saying, man? I was like, man, he like one of my little homegirls and shit. So I told her, like, tell the nigga you like him, man. He a cool dude, but tell him why you don't like him. And she told him, she's like, man, I like you. You cool and everything. I like your little swag, man. You funny. You smart and shit. But your breath smell like a motherfucking 70s kung fu flick, man. It's kicking, 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 kicking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. It's like your eyes be watering. That's how bad that nigga eyes be watering. You know what I'm saying? But my other boy, that nigga like the garlic and the onions and all that shit. So that shit be coming out his pores when he drinking sweat. Some people that shit like it. You got to tell him what certain shit is, man. You feel what I'm saying? But the funny thing, Febreze got a commercial like that. You think your house smelling like this.
Right, and
your friends smell.
Like that.
With the dog car, the trash car, the cat room, and people they're so used to it they don't even smell it. It's like they get up, they don't even smell that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that odor, it's like I was in a holding cell in downtown one time. We got arrested for some bullshit, young. And, man, this was – them hobos have that natural body. I mean, the police done took his clothes and everything. They done all made a shower, walked through. You know the little thing they do. He still got that, like, it's in his skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is, like, it's permeating off of his skin, man. Like, you know, like it's some shit over there. Somebody that set on fire, and the fire went out just the smoke fumes.
That's how that smell be on people.
Hey, that's the first time I ever went to the hole on purpose in somebody's place, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
I think you just gotta be direct, man. I think sometimes you gotta be like, bro.
Yeah.
Your breath humming right now, man. Go brush your choppers and come on back out. I'll wait. You know.
Yeah, right on.
Right.
Be like, man, you know, y'all smoke. Let me hit that, man. Like, hold on. I got you. You last on this, because when I pass it to you, I don't want it back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, you can't roll that up. Oh, you done lick that? I pass. Right. You know how they lick it and put it in your mouth, give it that twist.
It make the whole blood stink. You'll know it right off. How the breath stink and they roll the blood, it make the whole
I don't want to hit that no more. What is this? I'm good. But, you know, I agree with Heyru. I think, you know, to me personally, I don't really necessarily have just friends. Anybody I mess with, they consider family. I don't really just consider people friends. I don't really have friends. I have family. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly,
that's what we is with each other. We family. You know what I'm saying? We hang around. These people I hang around, I've been knowing 25 years plus. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
these my family. You know what I'm saying? I know them.
Right.
I may not see them every day, but I know them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I could tell them that. If I, they'll be mad at me if I didn't say nothing. And somebody else said, "Man, why you didn't tell me? I've been with you this whole time. You told me my breath's funky and I got a boogie in my nose. And you said nothing. You just let me go around without
that's real
crazy.
Nigga shit. That's real nigga
you
shit. What you said? Because me and my partner
used to call it
pull shit.
My uncle used to call
it,
you ain't pull my coat and shit.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't hit me to the game. You just let me go out here looking crazy. You know, I think I'm fly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't right. You ain't telling.
They got a big ass boogie in his nose hanging. Ain't nobody said that.
You ain't said that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on,
been
man.
Talking to a
like, you, 20
minutes.
If you can't do that with, if you don't have people that you can do that with, then I mean, like, you missing out on some stuff. Cause I would want you to tell me, my brother Foggy. And say, man, hey, boy, you need to go in the house and hit, you know, you forgot to brush your teeth this morning. Well, you need to go do
that
or something. I mean, like,
damn,
you can't,
look,
you can't be,
that
you
can
can't be afraid to
listen.
Tell people that, yo.
But you
I
got people that can
a,
tell
I,
you
I,
about
I,
you, but you can't tell them about them. You can't tell them they bro funky. They'll tell you a goddamn lie. But your shit kicking like chicken.
You know. Yeah, you know how some people is, man. Some people don't like to be told about theyself, man. Some people just don't like to be told about theyself. That's all it is. They'll be all
What's
right.
What's going on, Tweety B, man? What you talking about? Because I hear you over there with another topic or something, man. Just
No. I was just going to ask Mr. St. George, how does he approach a situation like that?
Now, I can tell you this right now. I got in trouble for giving somebody a gift bag because they stunk. I went out and bought a merchandise, so someone going to take a bath, brush his teeth, and the order. I gave him a nice little gift bag. Right, nice and pretty. I got in trouble for that.
Damn.
I tried to speak to the guy face to face. We talked, but the breath and the body, you couldn't stand it. You had to back up off of it. Well, I gave him the bag. He went to prison at a job that I was working at. So they said, Mr. St. George, you know, you can't do that. I said, well, I'll try to be nice and be, you know, he's just a friend, you know, try to be friendly. Give him something that, you know, can help the person, you know, help the personal hygiene a little bit.
Right.
He said, well, you know, you can't do that. I said, well, I was wrong, but I was right. Regardless of what happened to me, I still feel I did the right thing. Give him that bag. It didn't cost but $20, but I got the stuff that he needed. I got some degree. I got some body oil.
Right.
Baby,
right.
Shower. So he needs, you know, he needs to take a bath.
Right.
Then he had that damn so-called flip top hairstyle, with like you know some Derrick Curl shit in your head and flip over bald spot.
Right.
So I got in trouble. I said today. If you stink, you stink. I'm going to tell you, hey, nigga, you need to take a bath.
Okay.
It is not hard to take a bath. I need to get your hotel room so you can take a bath.
Look, and while we at it, look, let's do the dreadhead service, public service announcement. I don't care how much in a rush you is, where you got to go, where you need to be. Let your dreads dry completely before you put that bullshit in there, because once they get that mildew smell, they might not stink when they dry. But the minute any type of moisture or perspiration touch them motherfuckers,
you're
smelling
gonna
like a
well.
Mildew mop, bro. You smell
right.
like putting them little rags that done been wet and rolled in the corner. All the oils, they not hiding it. We smell it. You know what I'm saying? The spray, it ain't hiding it. We smelling it. I don't care how many dudes you stop on the corner and buy the Muslim oils and we smell it. It's nothing to do after that but shave your head. Nothing. So
okay, well, I'm going to kind of flip the question a little bit with y'all. We're going to kind of flip it a little bit and make it a little bit more intimate and a little bit more personal. Okay, so how do you address a male or female that you may be for the first time intimate with? And you get there, and everything is right, the mood is right, the moment is right, and then the clothes come off, and it's, wait a minute, something ain't right. something is definitely not right here. So would you be able to tell a male or a female that I can't do this? You need to do something. This ain't right. Like, would you be able to openly and honestly do that? Or would you just not perform? This is the first time. This is the first time you ever been intimate with each other. And
this is the first time. So, I mean, what kind of clothes is these? Is they like some tear-off clothes or something? Because, I mean, they go right back on, right?
No, I mean, they go like back you guys on. Are getting ready to... Yeah, they go back on. That's what I'm just saying. You guys are getting ready to have an intimate moment. And I know it's all happened to every man because this is stinking-ass females around here. I know it is because I done cleaned the restroom behind them. And that's just behind 10. You know what I'm saying? So
By the time I kissed the titty, I started smelling it. So I pulled back, did like a little a McDonald Golden Arch, sniffed the stomach, and then sniffed the crotch area and was like, whoa. I was like, what's up with you, man? Like, what you mean? Like, you don't smell that? What you mean I don't smell what? I'm like, man, I took my hand and rubbed it and put it in her face. You don't smell that.
That's what I be hating. That's what I be hating. I be hating when they act like they don't smell it. That's what
I like, look, man, you know, I said, well, just get your stuff because you got to go. You got to go. And while she getting dressed, I'm snatching the sheets off the bed because we got to wash all this stuff. You want to set your funky, juicy coochie on my sheets? You got to wash this. All this stuff got to go. I'm embarrassed. I'm doing the walk of shame, and I ain't even done nothing.
Right.
And then I'm asking my homeboy who know her, did you know? Because I'm finna fuck him up. Did you know? You done set me up with motherfucking Skunk Coochie Jessica. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This shit is awful. This shit is, I mean, I'm not doing nothing. I thought I had erectile dysfunction. My penis got scruples. He wasn't even standing up. He wasn't going to do none of that. I start hearing the voice in my head like, come on, man. For real, you tripping. Like, no, bro, let's go. He was like,
oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Like, he was like, I ain't with you on this one, dog. You know, you by yourself on this one. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right. Then all of a sudden, I couldn't talk because my tongue went in rebellion. You're like, so it's like my whole body just started like rejoice the idea of it. But nothing happened.
Okay, so have you ever been in a situation like that? Or you think you could be able to tell her the problem?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Shit, I have done it. Shit, what you mean? What you talking about? Look, let me tell you something. Women will tell our black ass if our nuts and our balls stink, so why we can't tell their ass they shit stink? You know what I'm saying? Shit, I've done that shit before. I made a female mad. God damn it, we were getting ready to get down. And goddamn it, you know, I'm doing my little Sergeant Rock romantic shit, and I'm all over and all this old shit, man. You know, I go to taking off clothes and shit. With me, I like to start taking off shit from the bottom. And if I pull your pants down and you got your drawers on and you funky and something wrong with you, I politely pull your pants right back up. And she was like, what you doing? What you doing? I'm like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Well, why? Get your ass up and take a bath, man. Get off the boo-boo. Get your ass up there and take a bath. Nah, I'll let you. And politely got up and walked out the door. She was pissed.
Okay.
But she had to know.
Yeah, you gotta know.
Because, you know, we come from, hey, Roo, where we come from, you know, down here in the South, they don't just let you fuck dirty pussy. They don't do that. Niggas be the first one to let the whole block know, hey, man, bro, her shit stink. Hey, bro, she nasty.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, she right. It be the first one to hit the block and put out a motherfucking public service announcement with a megaphone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, send a solo all-point bulletin.
Right, for real.
Like, I heard DJ Sergeant Rock say something about sweaty nuts, but some of these guys, it's past that. You need to wash your ass.
See?
It done got
See?
Bad.
That's a,
you know,
See?
When you get down yeah. there, you get a whoop, and then you thinking somebody said, you better get to, if you don't get out my face, I'm talking about real fast.
Look, one of my homegirls, one of my homegirls, clown, my homeboy say, I got out there, his nuts smelled like he just take a took a shit or was still taking
That's
shit.
That's what
I'm saying.
You can't do that pile on the plate.
Yeah, man.
That means somebody ain't wiping properly or something.
Right.
It wasn't
white.
Man, they not wiping the right way. God damn.
Yeah,
go
up,
nigga, not down.
Yeah,
go up,
like,
nigga,
yeah.
not down.
Yeah,
women go
yeah,
down.
Yeah,
it's supposed to go up. Women wipe down. Women wipe down. They supposed to wipe up, nigga. God damn.
Nigga,
wipe
like this, bro. Listen, you got some wiping problem, brother.
Kind of shit.
You learn how to wipe.
Man, yeah, they probably too goddamn much of shit on they self everywhere
what?
They go.
But now,
have
on
mercy.
A lighter note, look.
Have mercy.
But on a lighter note, I know this little chick used to be checking for me every time I left the gym. She liked her some sweaty balls. That's what she did like. She liked her some sweaty
balls.
She be outside the gym talking about, I seen you in there balling.
Oh, my God.
You did that little dunk.
I'm
doing that.
Thing
to my mom. What's up,
man? What's up, man? Suck on my big fat chocolate salty balls. Put them in your mouth and suck on.
I'll do it, y'all. I am definitely
No, see, you got to pronounce it.
You
got
to
pronounce it sweaty with a W, like sweet and sweaty. You know what I'm saying? Sweet and sweaty.
You know. I cannot. I cannot. Mr. St. George, would you like to add to this? Do you have any specific incident?
Well, my line is I back away. I can't do it. I just can't do it. You know, sometimes you have to back away. Be a man about it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. You know, the pie may be sweet, but the sour is it's a motherfucker.
Well, we're about to get into this phenom deepest. We'll be back. Come on, bro, folks.
Oh, yeah, that's musical. I like that. Iceberg. I can make some inspirational. Champion. The deepest.
Teach it. back. No, CAJ, let's go. Listen. Me and my Duck City affiliates, hillbilly idiots, stay killing that gritty shit. Look me right in my eyes, I bet they don't glisten. And I be saying no to drugs, but they won't listen. GMF being on them, Dove being on them. And when the coochie coochie, man, I love G'ing on them. I don't ignore the hate when they want to doubt a brother. Crying Jordan face on you niggas' album cover.
Trumps and gunners think it's funny when it's shoddy blow. Niggas front and mouth running like a snotty nose. Danny popping, panty dropping while I'm planning rocking. I let it ring, have them singing like Janis Joplin. Call me Cookie Head Trinidad. About to pull up with the same bitch as Diddy had. No suit, but my shine can make Diddy mad. Bad boy to a bad man, call me Diddy Dad.
All these whack rhymes for real, they gotta stop. It's time that we bring back the real hip hop. Only way we gonna get there is you better start the revolution. Duck City for whatever. All these whack rhymes for real, they gotta stop. It's time that we bring back the real hip hop. Only way we gonna get there is you better start the revolution. Duck City for whatever.
You know I'm acne popping. Heard I'm the shit when something nasty dropping. We about to have the whole city watching. Heard you still Diddy bopping. Versus whole air like empty boxes. Your girl, she put this in your Christmas stocking. It's a rap. Diagnosis, I'm handy nauseous. Flipping them pills, your dad, but they'll be snotting. One time fling, she chicken pocket. Plenty rebounds, no Dennis Rodman. I'm getting head wearing out my options. Nigga.
And when I rhyme, I'm so nasty with it. Got a pornographic mind, I'm so nasty with it. Get in line, you little nasty nigga. Before I blast a biscuit, splash half your fitted. Dig it. Shoddy rappers get body fast. The murder type, little yachty rappers trash and don't deserve a mighty. Not at all, you don't wanna fuck with me, son. I leave them breathing through a straw, I Capri, son.
All these whack rhymes for real, they gotta stop. It's time that we bring back the real hip hop. The only way we gonna get there is get better. Start the revolution. Duck City for whatever. All these whack rhymes for real, they gotta stop. That we bring back the real hip hop. Only way we gonna get there is get better. Start the revolution. Duck City for whatever.
My blade weigh a ton, might fillet you clean. Grip the Nina Ross tight, man, my aim supreme. Not really, but the Millie still spraying ring. I reign supreme, eating beats is my favorite thing.
Go.
Try and stop my fun in the sun. That's like trying to stop Megatron one-on-one. I need a sack of Buddha, black Ruger, and mad shooters. Rap super, my swag smoother, I'm Zab.
Look, you ain't heard the flow in a minute, it's still toxic. Niggas fish scale, no ice baths, we still rocking. And never had the fake on the track, this real vomit. Instead certified truth in the booth, I spill on it. Half a verse, half-ass rappers get half a hearse. And presence and they smell resembling afterbirth. Yeah, imagine first, I'm smoother than a tagless shirt. My dragon works, ayo, my flow can fry Smurf, nigga.
All these whack rhymes for real, they gotta stop. It's time that we bring back the real hip-hop. The only way we gonna get there is get better. Start the revolution, Duck City for whatever. All these whack rhymes for real, they gotta stop. It's time that we bring back the real hip-hop. Only way we gonna get there is get better. Start the revolution, Duck City for whatever.
Duck City, nigga.
Darling, darling, I got plenty, but I won't.
Yeah, I done sold a couple. I made some bands, I want some more. Yeah, you see me with these bitches, though, they bet I want some more. I got gas out through my lungs, you call it pressure, want some more. I'm so covered in the moolah, head to toe, I want some more.
Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. For stealing bitches, you be cuffing on the low. If I fucked her on the first night, don't you label her a hoe? Yeah, you brought her to the club. club, but it's with me, she out of dope. I take her home and beat her down and bring her back, I want some more. He got gas, but he got perp and mix him up and let it smoke. That fruity shit, we rolling up and cup the crowd and let it blow. She wear Louis Prada, Robin, designer jeans all at my show. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. See, I got sold a couple, I made some bands, I want some more. Yeah, you see me with these bitches, though, they bet I want some more. Gas out through my lungs, just call it pressure, want some more. I'm so covered in the moolah, head and toe, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. See, I done sold a couple, I made some bands, I want some more. Yeah, you see me with these bitches, though, they bet I want some more. Out through my lungs, just call it pressure, want some more. I'm so covered in the moolah, head to toe, I want some more. Done had a little green, done had a fruit bag, done had a fruit pound, I want some more. Done had a fruit wand, done blue fruit stacks, done pot of fruit bands, I want some more. I compress the strong grip pressure, hear my blunt, I want some more. Tell the DJ, he repeat, I love this shit, I want some more. See, I done sold a couple, I make some bands, I want some more. Yeah, you see me with these bitches, though, they bet I want some more. I got gas out through my lungs, just call it pressure, want some more. I'm so covered in the moolah, head to toe, I want some more. See, I done sold a couple, I make some bands, I want some more.
I want some more. Tell the DJ he repeat. I love this shit. I want some more. Tell the DJ he repeat. I love this shit. I want some more.
I want some more. I want some more.
Hey, that's my cut right there now.
I want some more too. Goddamn it, shit. I want some more too.
That's my cut right there. Cash it. Okay.
Shout out to them shouting out the DJs, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
DJs,
look,
we don't get enough love, man. So shout out to them for that.
I want to shout out Duck City, man. That little track, man, I like that, man. That was like, you know what I'm saying? That brought back that old like rap group vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? That old motherfucking, I ain't gonna compare him to nobody lyrically or nothing like that, but it just had that feel, man, and like that little put together like community, like the Diplomats or somebody like that, man. How
right.
To, you know what I'm saying? Be vibing on the track, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I liked it, that, man. You know what I'm saying? I liked it, that. You know?
Yeah, man.
That's
just a lot of music. Yeah, man. We love them all.
That's real. They real hip hop. They ain't trying to be in the trap and all this.
Yeah, they weren't trying to sound like nobody else, man. You know what I'm saying? Old school metaphors, man. You know what I'm saying? Them old school metaphors, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Make you double think. Like, what'd he say? What'd he say? He didn't just say, you know what I'm saying? That shit, when you play it back, it'd be like, man, that nigga said, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, you guys, we're going to get ready to wrap things up and start bringing things to a close since we have so many on the panel today. I did have a female that was going to come over here with us, and she called in a little while ago, but she dropped off the line, so I don't know what happened with her, but maybe we can get her back over here next week. Lala, we miss you, girl. Okay. So we're going to start with... the guy, hey, Roo, with your information, tell people how to find, follow, get a hold to you.
Oh, man, you know, you can find me, man, or follow me, rather, over on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Hey Roo Cootie Reborn, man. Other than that, man, you can't find me no place, man, unless you got a search warrant. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Because I'm hiding the fuck out right now, man. You know what I'm saying? And if you catch me, she better let me go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll be here next week, though, man. I'll be here next week, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say a prayer for Hey Roo tonight. Okay, DM, tell a lot of fun and follow and get a hold of you on social media.
Well, you know, you can't
You can follow me on Facebook. That's it. That's all I do, Facebook. If I do that, you know what I'm saying? My real name, Daryl Hamilton. Check me out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be, hey, I'm going to be on my page, still dropping balls. Still dropping balls. Don't give a damn. Okay. Don't curl. Okay. Who like it? Who don't like it? It don't matter. I'm going to still drop balls. Oh, my shit. No, curl. It is what it is.
That's right.
Stop following me if you don't want to see them. Period.
And if a motherfucker feels some kind of way, they will be shooting back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
You
no, no. So
you can tell
if you feel like a nigga shooting at you, then you know, hey, when you throw a rock at some dogs, whichever one bark, you know, that's right.
You ain't gonna throw lit matches at me and tell me you ain't trying to set me on fire either. You know what I'm saying? I don't got a problem. I air a nigga ass out like a slow roll. Real quick.
Dallas, Texas. That's where I'm at. Dallas, motherfucking Texas.
Yeah. Ain't nobody hard to find.
About now. Y'all trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice. Okay, now you can find and follow at TweetyBird334 on IG and Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, TweetyBird334. Everything, TweetyBird334.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to submit some music, send it to my email, TweetyBird334@gmail.com. And we'll get you over here, we'll get you on, get you played. All right?
Yeah.
This is St. George. Yeah. I would like to personally thank you for joining our panel on this good Saturday. We enjoyed your comment. And do come back and spend some more time with us.
I'm sure will.
All right. That's what's happening. Okay. Now.
DJ.
What you guys want to
know? We can find you at Rock.
Hey, y'all already know where I'm at. It's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via satellite from 7,000 feet from up under the ground. And you can find me on Facebook at Anthony Space DJ Sergeant Rock. That's DJ SGTROCK. Got to connect all that. Skip a space. Last name HALE. You understand me? Because that's where I am on Facebook, and that's the only place I am on social media. So that's the only place you need to try to find me. You know what I'm saying? All the artists out there, if you got acapellas, DJ drops, or just some music you want to send to me, you know what I'm saying, for me to check your stuff out, you can hit me up, and you got to do all this lowercase. DJ SGTROCK, the number 48, at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get at me. And if you want to check me out, you can catch me right here every Saturday with Tweety B and the God Hey Rue and D Ham in the building, Grown Folks Business. And you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday rocking with Grind Hard Radio, the number one internet network in the world, nominated for the TBR 2017 Diamond Awards. So make sure y'all go vote. And it's always Workshop for Life. We don't give a flip, flap it, fuck who hate it.
Thank you. But like that. Meant that.
Yeah,
all right, you guys, it is one of my favorite people in the world's birthday today, Hero. We would like to say happy birthday to you from Grown Folks Business. We hope you have a great time and enjoy your day. So I'm going to play some of this Hero. Beat it up.
Yeah, I beat it up. I beat it up. Yeah, I beat it up. I beat it up. Up, yeah. I beat it up. I beat it up. Beat it up. Beat it up, yep, yep. I beat it up, I beat it up, yep, yep. I beat it up, I beat it up, up, yep. I beat it up, I beat it up, beat it up, beat it up, yep. I'ma beat it up.
say my muscle kinda tense. Got my eyes on her thighs, left a print. I'm feeling some type of way, she really making my day. Had a dream about your boy and got pinched. Wake up, she not a dog, but she looking for a bone. Shake it to the beat, blowing like a mellophone. Flip the switch, I'ma turn you on. So come and nibble on my sugar daddy alone. Yeah, my pillow still got your face print. Cause I was going deeper than the basement. She wanna pop me, I got that Molly Wood. She say a real husband in Hollywood. When I engage, you thinking proposal. Straight action, no talk, disposal. She ride hard like a soldier. At it all night, keep her up like soldiers. Ayy, she moves swift like Taylor. I got a truck, I'ma hit that trailer. I put my hand on her hip, feel them. I planted flags, took land, pilgrim. She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Red dad.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh,
I'ma beat it up.
Oh,
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
Beat
I'ma
it.
Beat it up.
Beat it up.
Baby, let's go.
She goody fresh, straight out of the ziplock. We did it on the track, call it love and hip hop. I bent over like a quarter past four. Booty buff like a pig afro. Keep your eyes open, she could be poison. I'm on my way to heaven, she was drop dead gorgeous. I'm too far at the point of no return. Straight sticking, still sweating out of perm. I'm cool whipping, she asking for my toppings. Play the right string, keep my guitar rocking. Hey, I love it when I bring hang low. This D got a high, she in airplane mode. Drop it to the flow, make that ass turn over. Slice of that pie, call it apple turnover. Look here, I'm the Macamile runner. I leave you stunned like the crocodile hunter. Yeah.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Red dad.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh,
I'ma beat it up.
Oh,
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
Beat
I'ma
it.
Beat it up.
Beat it up,
baby, let's go.
You can smell what I'm cooking, aroma. Baby girl still sleeping, coma. It's much longer, she had to make adjustments. I'ma put it in her mouth like a breath mint. Break her down like a decomposed body. Keep a smile, she's the new style hottie. Read about her, Associated Press. We sat down and negotiated sex. Ayy, see her legs spread like a virus. Twerk hard, good girl, Miley Cyrus. She getting wild like a juvenile. I'ma beat it MJ, smooth criminal. Look in, see what's under my covers. I'ma save that girl like a Mario brother. Scars on her knees, she fell for me twice. It's a knockout team, this is all for tonight. Yeah,
she put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in the trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. You hear me? I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. Baby, let's go. Go.
Spread that.
Spread that.
Spread that.
Go.
Duffel bag deep inside the source, we don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source, we don't sleep. See the light on that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source, we don't sleep. See the light on, that's my torch. Taking everything in here by natural force. I know the others get stuck and get off the porch. I'll be 16 and 90 by the come of March. That 16 fires burn away your bark. I got a duffel bag, everything in it is starch. And if I reach in, I'ma pull out something large. Bust it wide open, I wear it like it's a corsage. Pretty though, with the goons in my entourage. Duffel bag girl, yeah, no mirage. Lyrics like Maserati when I pull out the rush. It make a big boom like a verbal barrage. Duffel bag deep. Picture this, it's a collage. I can hear all the haters over all this pause. Got the remote, click, I put them all on pause. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the source. We don't sleep. See the light on that, I gotta keep the books like I'm a local librarian. Cause duffel bag deep dealing with some barbarians. When I cut up, I give them all cesareans. What's beef when you talking to a vegetarian? No fun when I whip out them Nancy Kerrigans. I'm on my Maryland, really there's no comparison. I need two goons to help me just carry it in. I'm duffel bag, I'm dope, just like a heroine. I got them higher than a five-star Sheridan. The great view, they won't miss, let me spiral in. Quick, fast,
miss and I never win. They won't last, just watch how I just settle in. I'm trying to break ground, do some up leveling. They do much talk, but really stay irrelevant. Me, I keep strong, just working on my development. And I'm original, Kush Medical Medicine.
Double bag deep inside the door. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch. Duffel bag deep inside the force. We don't sleep, see the light on, that's our torch.
All right, you guys, that is it for us for this week's Grown Folks Business. We will see our asses next Saturday. We out. Holla.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I'm outing.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.